Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, M-I-D-I.
Not a terrible song for life in Ashburn right now, where it is getting kind of hectic. B. Mitch and I are out here like we are every week, frankly, at least 2 days a week. And B, you notice how much more crowded it is out there?
Yeah, too many people.
It's getting crowded, man. And it's getting crowded because the Commanders' play on the field is getting noticed all over the NFL. Helping us understand that more is our guy Eric Edholm. He does power rankings and the NFL draft for NFL.com, NFL Media. Eric, what's up, man? How are you? Thanks for making time for us.
Get your bandwagon seats while they're still available, I guess.
For sure. Well, Eric, I don't know. Unless our producer Jim Mullins told you this, I don't think you'd be aware of this. But for years on our radio show, every Wednesday, we do a power ranking segment, and we always use yours. We always use them from NFL.com. Kind of our experience has been that, like, it's the least hot takey reactionary, and it's kind of fairly steady over the course of the year. How do you land on your power rankings week after week?
Yeah, I try to pick whatever I think my Twitter followers will hate the most and go with that. That's
probably
easily my tried and true approach. No, but seriously, thank you for that nice compliment you gave. It's funny because this year, you know, like my whole thing last year was my first year doing it for NFL Media, and I said I'm not going to be one of these people who you win a game, you move up 17 spots, and you know, like I wanted it to be like more measured and more. But you know, the first like weeks 2 through 4, I didn't know what I was doing. It was just shuffling the deck chairs on the Titanic, right? I mean, it was. You know, San Francisco 49ers, Cincinnati Bengals, these teams that we kind of expected to be closer to the top. And then, of course, you know, Washington and a few other surprises have you know, forced us to reevaluate everything. Now, I know that happens every year, right? We have a certain idea of how things generally are going to go, and then, you know, it gets mixed up. But some of the early season results really kind of threw some wrenches into the plan.
How much did Washington do with that as they began to go on their little run here?
I'll tell you a quick story. I had somebody on Twitter, I forget who it was, a media member in the D.C. area, tag me on a tweet and say, this is the most optimistic preseason sort of Commanders-related power ranking note that I've seen this year, and I think I had him 26th. So, and I kept thinking, should I bump him up a little, you know, and they lose week one, and okay, let's bring him back a spot or two. But I just sort of looked at the big picture this offseason and felt like, boy, Adam Peters did a really good job, you know, kind of working this roster over from the bottom up. And I don't mean that in a derogatory way. I mean it from a – they didn't have depth the last several years. They didn't have even the top-tier talent as well. But it just felt like there were so many positions that needed addressing and so many issues with, you know, if one guy goes down, the whole house of cards is going to fall. And – I just looked at the moves he made, especially in that first big blitz. There weren't a ton of big names out there, but, you know, they filled the ranks. And Frankie Louvu-type guys and Chin and Wagner and all these other pieces. I was just very impressed. And then I thought his work in the draft was really smart and savvy, too. And, you know, there were still a few redeemable young players, obviously, from the old regime that were still there. And I just thought, you know, Jaden's going to be my preseason offensive rookie of the year pick over Caleb. I didn't think it was going to be by a big margin, but I thought he'd be a little bit more ready to play and a better fit with Kingsbury. And so I was optimistic to a point, but I just didn't think that they would be where they're at this quickly and this impressively.
So, Eric, I can't help but notice in the latest batch of power rankings, and we're not doing our – so one thing that kind of has changed our weekly power rankings segment is before we would do it, we would let all the two of us and then our two producers guess, you know, where Washington ranks. And generally right. that guess was like 25th, 27th. Right. And so it killed a lot of radio time because we had to scroll through each spot. Now we're running out of time because you got them sixth this week. And going up against number five with the Ravens, what do you make of a matchup like this that has the entire eyes of the NFL are on Washington, and it feels kind of weird to us?
Yeah, sure, right. I saw Jeremy Reeves talking about it after the game, like, this is kind of weird, right? Like, what do we do with ourselves here? So this obviously is going to be a step up in class in terms of just opponent and, you know, readiness for a big game like this. I know obviously a pretty short road trip, but, you know, you guys know there's a subtle rivalry going on between those two teams, even if they don't play very often. And, you know, the two fan bases obviously have some words for each other from time to time. So, I mean, to me, this is the biggest Commanders game and a regular season game anyway for more than a decade. I don't know. It just feels that way to me. I'd have to go back and look. But obviously for a team that's had limited success for the last couple decades, it's going to be fascinating to see how they hold up. You know, when I went back and watched that week one game, they didn't play as poorly as I kind of thought they did. And, you know, week two obviously was still kind of an incremental move up. But, you know, they've played very good football, especially the last 3 weeks. The Ravens coinciding, you know, with that, with some of their best play, even with some tense moments where they, you know, Sunday they had to crawl back from three deficits to 10 points down in the second half, almost blew the big lead in Dallas. So they're not impenetrable. They're not a flawless team. Everybody knows that. But, you know, they've been in a ton of these big games with the core of their team, you know, Harbaugh, Lamar Jackson, even if you count Derrick Henry from his experience in playoff situations in Tennessee, I mean, you know, they're kind of prepped for this moment. Perhaps the Commanders come into this with that nothing to lose mentality and do just fine. I mean, if they're following Jaden Daniels' lead, I mean, the kid's got some equanimity for a 23-year-old. I mean, he just seems so cool in the face of pressure that, you know, he himself can do a lot of calming down with a good drive early, or, you know, not sort of turning the wrong direction if they do turn the ball over.
It's going to be an exciting game, and I think kind of any outcome wouldn't shock me. If Washington gets their doors blown off, wouldn't shock me. If it's tight to the end, wouldn't shock me. How do you expect it to play out?
Well, I think you brought up a good point there. Like, look last year when the Detroit Lions, who were kind of in the same sort of – now, granted, their ascent had began the year before in the second half of the season. But, again, I think you could say, like, sort of darling team that it starts off hot with a blazing offense. There's some parallels there to what Detroit was last year and what Washington is this year. You know, they got the doors blown off. They went in there and took several haymakers early in the game and had no idea how to respond. Now, we obviously know they fought through it and got to the NFC Championship game and all that. But, you know, so that would obviously be the worst-case scenario. But it's a good reminder that you can lose a game like that. It may hurt today. It may hurt for the rest of the week. But it's not going to kill your season, right? This isn't a division opponent. It's not a conference opponent. Yes, it is a measuring stick game. But on the flip side, obviously, if they play well in a loss or find a way to beat Baltimore, I mean, it kind of smashes the glass ceiling that, look, like you mentioned, I put them at six. It's not like I'm denying them. I'm not holding back and, oh, they're still 13 until proven otherwise. No, they're going out and smoking people, and you know, that counts for something. So, yeah, I probably won't react too much to this game and say like, oh, well, now they've learned their lesson. Or, but you know, obviously I think the Detroit model kind of gives us an idea of what, you know, had they gone in there and won that game last year, we would have thought, wow, this Lions team can win it all.
Yeah.
Even if, you know, they clearly had the shortcomings on defense a year ago.
Sometimes you gotta just let it play out. But like ultimately, when you look at a team like Washington, they go and they play against a good team. Do you have a thing like if they lose a certain way, how you drop them a certain amount of points or not?
Yeah, I mean, like if their run game just completely stalls or if Jaden just somehow the moment is too big for him, I mean, you know, I guess that could alter my perception a little bit. I think, you know, even with the defense having played pretty good ball, I think I would say three of the last four games, maybe you guys would differ on that. But, you know, I mean, if they got humiliated on that side of the ball, it's a reminder that, like, look, the reason I had them 26th beginning of the year is because I thought that's going to be where some of the trouble is. Coverage, you know, consistent pass rush, that sort of thing. You know, tackling on the second level even could be an issue. So the thing is, though, Baltimore is such a – they're one of one. They're a singular opponent. Dealing with Henry, Jackson, you know, Justin Tucker's kind of got his groove back and – you know, defensively, they have a great secondary. I mean, they have some things that are tough to deal with. And if you don't see a team like that, you can't really prep for Lamar Jackson's speed. You can't ask Jaden Daniels to play scout team QB2, I don't think. But, yeah, I mean, that's why I kind of put Baltimore in a little bit of a different category because of their style of play.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age, wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few, but if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, MIDI.com.
Talking with Eric Edholm from NFL.com here on the BetQL guest line. We use Eric's power rankings every week. Zooming out from just the Commanders and the Ravens and a huge matchup this week, I can't help but notice, and I think Brian and I, if we were doing our normal segment, would disagree with you here.
Sure.
You moved the Vikings ahead of the Chiefs. You got the Vikings 1, Chiefs 2.
I did that last week, and so when I did it, I was – a lot of reaction to, like, the Rashee Rice injury. And I thought about flipping him back this week, and I thought, I'm going to get that reputation as a flip-flopper. I can't do it. I'm going to hold tough. I'm going to stick with the Vikings one more week. We'll see. Obviously, they're both on bye this week. But, you know, there are some spots in the rankings where, heck, I don't even know if the difference between number 11 and number 22 is that big. I mean, you know, whereas there are some delineations there. There's the top group that I feel pretty darn good about. Sure, one or two of them could fall out, but for the most part, those teams up top I think are going to be in that playoff mix, either by virtue of their record or by virtue of the fact they have just better talent, better roster. And then there's that group at the bottom that, boy, it's going to take something really special for them to get out of that bottom eight or nine. But, you know, to me, the drop between one and two at this point, it's hard to say. I don't want to let history either get – I mean, obviously, the Chiefs have built up enough of a reputation. You know, I had them there in the first spot when they were barely, you know, eking by against Atlanta and other teams, and people were saying I was crazy for having them. If they weren't the Chiefs, you wouldn't put them up there. Well, that's true, but at the same time, they've earned that reputation with how they've played the last 6-7 years. So you can't ignore that stuff. I'm not going back 20 years. I'm going back with as long as, you know, Kelce and Mahomes and Andy Reid have been there.
If they play bad and they win, and then all of a sudden they get their groove going, it's kind of hard to say that you're not going to believe that they're as good as they always been.
100%. I mean, they just look. I think we have to readjust our evaluation of how this team is going to win. Think about the Patriots during their reign. You know, there was the years where Tom Brady and Gronk and, you know, and Edelman and these guys were putting up 40 a game. Then there were the seasons where the defense did a lot of the heavy lifting, or the special teams, Adam Vinatieri, et cetera. I mean, you know, the thing that made them so great is that they kind of reimagined who their identity was, you know, virtually every season, but or certainly in little stretches. The Chiefs are kind of a defensive team now. I mean, that's really their bread and butter, even if having the best quarterback on the planet isn't a bad fallback.
Eric, one of the things I applaud you for is I feel like you're looking at San Fran, honestly. You dropped them all the way down to 18 in your rankings this week. They're 2-3, and I understand the injuries. They've blown double-digit leads in the fourth quarter to Arizona and to the Rams.
Like, yes, sir.
That's a problem.
A lot of times about them, they don't make adjustments.
What do you make of the Niners, dude?
Great point, B. Mitch. I think, you know, like, my biggest issue with them, now granted, not having a kicker in the second half changed the strategy a little bit. You saw them go for it on like fourth and a mile or whatever, you know, in a field goal range, they're doing that. It seems a little, you know, strange to the naked eye. So, but that affected two quarters of football. They've lost three games. They lost two in the way that you just described, which is, you know, this was not a team that was known for blowing those kinds of leads. You know, I mean, they've had their early season struggles. Last year they started out 5-0, lose three straight. It was like, whoa, what's going on with this team? You know, 2 years prior to that, they were started out 2-3. November and December is really where they make their money, and Shanahan's record in those months has been unbelievable. So there's this sort of trial process where they seem to get all their issues out of the way. We're hearing a little bit more hope, I guess, on the Christian McCaffrey front. You know, they've already gotten Samuel and Kittle back, so I'm a little optimistic. But, man, going in tomorrow night, even if the Seahawks haven't been themselves, That's a big, big game. You can't go 0-3 to start the division and fall to 2-4 entering week 7. I think that's, even with the NFC West being open, that really puts them in a bind, I think.
As good as they've been, I think their year started off with Super Bowl aspirations. They don't make it to the Super Bowl and things like that. They start asking questions, and it seems strange, but they start asking questions in San Francisco.
Well, even yesterday with Robert Saleh, sorry, I didn't mean to step on you there.
Saleh gets fired,
and, of course, he's got ties to San Francisco. The first question is, are you sticking with your defensive coordinator, or are you going to bring Saleh back? And, you can already feel kind of the early tension there.
Well, dude, that's exactly the question I wanted to ask. Both these teams are 2-3, the Niners and the Jets. Do you think one, both, or neither of those two teams make the playoffs?
I'd bet on the Niners just because of the division, the recent history, obviously the caliber of weapons they could end up having if McCaffrey's back, even if he isn't. You know, Jordan Mason's done a pretty good job in his place. So of the two, that feels like far safer bet. We saw
you keep saying the division there. Do you not buy Seattle?
Seattle's had a rough patch defensively. I mean, they're also chewed up to, personnel wise too. I mean, they're missing their first round pick, Byron Murphy. They're missing Uchenna Nwosu, who's now on IR at least 4 games out. Reek Woolen's probably not playing tomorrow. So, Mike McDonald was brought in as a defensive guy. They looked great the first 3 weeks against, Bo Nix in his debut, Jacoby Brissett, Skylar Thompson. But now with Jared Goff, tore him up. Last week did not look as good against the Giants. Daniel Jones had success against them. I mean, I'm a little worried. They have to get Kenneth Walker the ball early. When he gets the ball in the first half, I think it kind of calms their defense down, keeps them off the field. And the dude was just, 4 first half touches, that's not a good formula for them.
And what about the Jets?
Oh, yeah, Jets. I mean, boy, how much time you got left, right?
We do a segment called Are You Cooked? And we both think they're cooked.
It's always a mess. I felt like this happened with Todd Bowles, too. It's like, you have a good coach. You know, a guy who knows the defensive game. The defense hasn't really been the problem. I know, penalties and stuff, but really it's the offense. And Nathaniel Hackett's still there. Aaron Rodgers is still the quarterback. Do they go out and get Davante Adams? Is that the magic elixir? I mean,
nope.
At this point, I think it's a chemistry schematic issue with Rodgers and some of the other players not all being on the same page. But, Rodgers didn't play great early Sunday, and, he threw the late pick too. So there's plenty on his plate as well.
They should put him in a room together and then let him hash it out. Somebody needs to put their hands on Rodgers one day.
Get some trust falls going. Do something, man. Yeah.
Seriously.
Hey, Eric, thank you very much for your time, man. I really enjoyed it.
All right, fellas. Great talking to you. See ya.
All right, man.
Eric Edholm, NFL.com. Give him a follow at Eric_Edholm, EDHOLM.
It's better over here. Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2 times points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
It's time for Pitch Hit and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Give the kids in your community a chance to flex their superpowers, and they could earn a trip to the national finals of the 2025 World Series presented by Capital One. So go ahead, be the one who powers their dreams, and sign up to host the local Pitch Hit and Run event. It's a free and fun way to promote baseball, softball, and your organization. To learn more, go to pitchhitrun.com.